The Manifest Company. I'm big on manifestation. Like, you gotta see it first. You gotta feel it. Why not me? I'm gonna manifest that shit. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna manifest that shit. Okay, yeah, all right. And you see positive messages everywhere. It's gonna seep into your subconscious. You're gonna feel better. So our job is to push you down that feel better rabbit hole.
Welcome to the Paisa Noel Show, Season 3, Finding, Pursuing, and Keeping Passion Alive. Just a side note, these interviews were done in December 2022 and January 2023. Just for reference, enjoy. The Manifest Company with those dope mats and everything. Oh my gosh, they're so dope, y'all. I want to hear all about that.
So the Manifest Company, I'm big on manifestation. Like, you gotta see it first, you gotta feel it. And so during my yoga journey, I'm living in an apartment, got a roommate, I'm doing all right, but I'm like, I want a mansion. Like, not even just a mansion, I just want a house with a view. Just have a house, LA, just in the hills somewhere, just have a view. What does that feel like? This is 2017, 2018. During that time, I used to go to open houses. I would look online and I'll be like, all right, that house is $4 million in Bel Air. That house is $8 million in Malibu. Go pull up. Like, they don't know. Like, people don't know. I'm just going to pull up.
Yes.
I'm going to pull up and I'm going to see what's up. And I'm going to just look at the house. Why not? So I was doing this. I was just all over the city. And it'll be like my weekend thing. Pull up to an open house. Wear like a little button up. Be cool. Take a little pamphlet. I'll get back to you. Right? I went to one in the Palisades. It was like $5 million, but the view, like that view of the ocean, my God, you can see the ocean. You saw all of Santa Monica. You can see all through Beverly Hills, Century City, all the way to downtown. I remember it because it was on a Sunday and it was raining. It was like one of those times, rare times that it was raining in California, in LA. I'm at the house and I was like, I should go see this, man. But I'm like, it's raining. I don't really want. And someone was like, just go. Like, ain't got nothing to do. It's raining. Go. And so I pulled up. And so the realtor was so happy. Somebody showed up because it was raining. He's been sitting there all day. So I'm in this dope house just chilling with the realtor because he's so bored. He's just like, dude, I've just been waiting for somebody to come. And I'm just waiting, man. And so we end up talking for like an hour and a half, like 2 hours, about everything. I'm looking at this amazing view of all of the city. And I'm like, just parlaying in his house like his mom, just chilling. And so finally, I'm about to dip out, exchange contact information, and I'm leaving and I'm hopping in my car and I say, yo, this house is $5 million. Somebody has $5 million to buy this house. Why not me? Why not? How come I can't have $5 million to buy this house? That's bogus. I'm going to manifest that shit. And I was like, oh, I'm going to manifest that shit. And it's like, okay, yeah, all right. And I had already been thinking about how am I gonna get Black, people of color into yoga and wellness. All right, manifest this. I'm gonna put that in graffiti. I'm gonna put that on a yoga mat. Put that in like crazy colors too. Like, yoga mats are black, blue, and just plain or flimsy. I'm gonna make it hot pink and neon, purple and orange. I'm gonna put graffiti on it. And I'm gonna make it hip hop. I'm gonna put that urban feel, that culture to it. Inspired me to like, all right, how do you create art? Figuring out all of that. How do you source mats? And so just being in the yoga community, my current business partner, I met in yoga. His background was in sports and entertainment. I'm working on these designs and I show him and he was like, bro, that's fantastic, man. Well, let's partner up. I can get this in certain places, bro. Like, my background. I was like, you think so? I was like, I'm just going to, sell them online. He was like, trust me, let's do this. And I was like, all right, let's put some paperwork together. We've been friends for a while. I know you through yoga. I know your fans. Let's do it. And so put some paperwork down, came up with some designs. I figured out how to source everything, market everything, do things online. He helped with some of that. His background is in sales and law and like sports entertainment. And so we've just been hustling.
Oh,
and it's
man.
Been kind of like a cool experience, just having an idea of how to do something and then saying like, all right, do it. Bringing the idea from here to a tangible thing. We got all mats, all sizes. We got circle mats. We got 7-foot mats for tall people now. We can put anything on a mat. We got mats with like $100 bills on them and We can put your a picture of you like this and then put it on a map. We can do anything now at this point, not just our design. So our job now is every mat has a story. What's yours? How do you find your inspiration to get on your mat? Because maybe it isn't manifest that shit. Maybe you don't need love. Maybe you just need to see $100 bill on a mat every day and you're like, yo, I'm about to get to this money. I'm about to get to this abundance. Maybe it's like hearts. Maybe it's a picture of your grandma that just passed and you're like, man, my grandma believed in me so much in finishing up law school. I'm gonna just meditate with her and I'm gonna go peace out on these classes. Yeah, it's hard, but I got my grandma right here. She's not here, but she's here. What inspires you to just be better? You see positive messages everywhere. It's gonna seep into your subconscious. You're gonna feel better. So our job is to push you down that feel better rabbit hole.
That is such a fascinating story. I never knew the root of everything. And the main thing that I'm hearing is how aligned everything is in your life and how aligned it was. It's like you're just put around the right people. When you're going with the flow and doing what you felt led to do, you met all these cool people and then all this stuff started flourishing. And it's just like it was the right time and the right people and like the
Yeah.
right connection. It's just so cool to hear how that happened.
It's all just happenstance. Like you said, just listening to that intuition. It never would have came over the mantra if I never, like, yo, go to the house. You got to see the house. You're looking at the pictures online, just go see the house, right? And so that mantra kind of sparked it to, like, all right, now go create mats. If I never did the action, nothing would have come from it. So what I've learned, what I'm learning, I'm still evolving and I'm still learning, is that God gives us all these whispers, these inklings, these things. Yo, do this. Do this. You need to do this. Whatever that is, every time that I feel like, oh, you should do it, and I've done it, it's always been rewarding. It's always led to like the second and third results that were unintended. I think it also too, it's being courageous and don't be scared to try new things. It's okay to fall flat in your face sometimes.
That's a word,
And
yeah.
so you got to know what's out there. And you never know if you don't try. Listening to your intuition and just going down that path, open-minded, listening to the universe. Every time I've done that, it's been magical. It's been a journey, and I'm still climbing, still trying to be humble, still taking my lumps, my punches. When you have your own company, you're just putting out fires. You're just learning sometimes on the go, you're hustling. That's its own set of challenges. But the beauty of it is I'm in wellness. And so every time I'm having a tough day, I can just always be like, I'm gonna go fight. I'm just gonna go punch something, or I'm gonna go do this yoga class, or I'm gonna meditate for 20 minutes. And yeah, the problem might not be solved immediately, but I feel better in the situation. So just having those outlets for me in doing this when it's been difficult has been very therapeutic for me. And so just sharing those outlets with other people as they go on their journeys and do what they love to do or what they're doing, even if they don't love it, just doing things in life. They have certain outlets, maybe they can feel better on their journey.
The route you going, you're gonna be kicking it. At 80, you're gonna still be doing it.
I'm gonna make some money and I'm gonna go live on a farm somewhere out the country. I'm gonna go get a little farm.
Okay, well, that's after you get that good view house, because I
Yeah,
know.
I'm gonna get the house first.
Yeah, then you can graduate to the next, but we're gonna manifest that house, okay?
We're gonna manifest that house. We're gonna manifest helping a lot of people. I got a plan for this, and then after this, it's a smooth plan. I love it. Like
Okay, good.
you gotta write it down, make the vision plain, and I done wrote it down.
You mentioned art and wellness. It sounded like Manifest was a good mesh of those two things,
Yeah.
the Manifest company. Is
Yeah.
there anything that you want to add about art?
I've always loved art. I mean, I'm a Libra. Art and beauty and stuff like that is for us. And I've always loved music, hip hop, soul music, oldies, Motown. Love it. Love the oldies, as you can see by the records. And early in my career, I was in fashion. And then through this company, we have jackets now. We're coming out with some more hoodies,
Ooh.
all types of stuff. We're getting jazzy. We're coming out with a lot of stuff. It's a kind of a perfect blend, right? Because it's in wellness, it's in art. I get to kind of dive into all of these different areas of interest. I love business, entrepreneurship, so I can make some bread and I help others, which I also love to do. And so just want to grow this, have this be a success, whatever that is. Yeah, like I have other creative ideas and I have a plan and I just want this to manifest in something like really, really cool, which I know it can be. And it is. It's manifesting.
It is cool. And everything that I see so far is so dope. I can't wait to see even more. And I'm super proud of you. I just got to say that.
Thank you.
That's so
that means
cool.
a lot.
Very, very cool. So where can we find you?
Okay, you can find me on my IG at Carlton. That's Carlton with a K, last name Frazier, Frazier, Carlton with a K. Or the Manifest Company, at The Manifest Company, all one word, themanifestcompany.com, at The Manifest Company, all socials, or just Carlton Frazier, at Carlton Frazier. I just use my real name on all socials.
Well, I'll make sure to put that in the notes. And then do you have a regular class that you teach?
Yeah, I teach Krav Maga level one Wednesdays and Thursdays for beginners. If you've never thrown a punch, to if you're even in your advanced. So Krav Maga Wednesdays, Thursdays, 5 p.m. Krav Maga worldwide. I also teach a kids class Thursdays at 4. So if you got kids, teach 4 to 7s and 8 to 13-year-olds. And I teach yoga. I teach a 90-minute on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. at 360 Self-Defense. I call it a yin yasa. So it's half yin, half flow vinyasa. But I usually just ask the class what they want. I kind of teach to their needs. So the class isn't necessarily about me. It's about the people who attend. So Wednesdays, Thursdays, come play with me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for this amazing conversation. You were very transparent. So I appreciate you just being selfless and open. Love the journey. I love the journey. Any closing words before we head out?
First of all, thank you, Ms. Pison, for even thinking of me for this. I'm so happy to see you and connect. I'm so happy to deal with you. I'm wishing you many, many blessings in 2023. Hope you turn out to be the next Oprah. Whatever you want to be, I hope you do it big. And I know we're going to do bigger and better things together. So first and foremost, thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for your grace and your patience. And thank you for having me. To your fans, thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening. It's just sharing my heart, man. So thank you for listening to your boy for a little bit. I hope y'all are blessed too. Check Ms. Pisa out. Watch your show. Subscribe. Come to class. Come fight. Come do yoga. I will be adding more classes this year as well. So I will be adding a bag class and an advanced fight class. I think women should learn some type of self-defense, something. In this day and age, so much craziness just out here. Like, be safe.
Yeah.
Be safe. So I'm really a big proponent on self-defense. Do the yoga internally, but learn how to protect yourself from other people who have nefarious intentions. So it's my last spiel, I promise you.
Well, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you so much again, Carlton. And thanks for your kind words, mean a lot. And I know people are gonna be super inspired by this interview. So I appreciate it and continue to serve purpose and shine, which I know you naturally will. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Peace, namaste.
Namaste.
Blessings, blessings.
Thank you for listening to the Pison Noel Show, hashtag PNS. If you feel in this, then make sure you subscribe on YouTube and on this podcast. And if you really feel in this, then hook a sister up with a fantastic rating and review. All right. Thank you all. And remember to always find that laugh. Bye.